Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today, this Pentecost Sunday, is our gospel lesson, John chapter 14, beginning at the 23rd verse. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, Pentecost Sunday is a day in which we remember the giving of the Holy Spirit for the work of the Lord Jesus Church. And we remember it wisely because there are some things you just can't do without the Holy Spirit. Now, having said that, there are also a lot of things that you can do without the Holy Spirit, although I hesitate to even put it that way. But most things, actually, you can do without the Holy Spirit. You can learn to ride a bike without the Holy Spirit. You can earn a college degree without the Holy Spirit. You can fix a car without the Holy Spirit. You can go up through the ranks in the military service without the Holy Spirit. You can run a multinational corporation without the Holy Spirit. You can do brain surgery without the Holy Spirit. The list is pretty endless of things that you can do without the Holy Spirit. And it could be said you can do important things without Him. It's just that you can't do the essential things. You can do important things, but not the essential things. Our Lord Jesus made that distinction when he said in Mark chapter 8, we'll be hitting it in Bible class probably next week, but in Mark chapter 8, he said, and you know how the verse goes, what does it profit a person to gain the whole world and to lose their soul? He distinguishes between things that are important or seem important and something that is essential. Now, that is one of those rhetorical questions. The answer is so obvious, you don't even have to say it. What does it profit a person to gain the whole world but to lose their soul? But we will say it just for the sake of making it clear. There is only one final thing that profits, only one essential profit, and that is to gain your soul. To be washed clean before your heavenly Father in the shed blood of Jesus, to be rewarded not for the life you lived here, but for the life that He lived here, to be rewarded for the working of the Holy Spirit that He worked in you, that you didn't work in you. And for that reason, our Christian faith is a really strange one compared to the others. It's strange because you're not rewarded for you, you're rewarded for Him and what He did. Now, when people become part of our congregation and they go through our new member class, one of the questions that we ask is, what is the will of God? Now, if you're a Christian person, you're going to be asking that question because you're going to want to know. You want to please the Lord. You want to honor and bless other people. So you ask, what is the will of God? But usually we frame this question in this way. What is the will of God? Should I go to this school or should I go to that school? What is the will of God? Should I marry this person? Or maybe God has somebody else for me. What is the will of God? Should I take this job? Or should I maybe wait just a bit and see how things play out? Now, that is not wrong. It is very right. By all means, bring prayer to bear. Bring prayer to bear on every decision that you have to make. With the Lord, begin your task. Jesus will direct it. For his aid and counsel asked, Jesus will perfect it, and that's the words from the old hymn. But in the end, after all these various decisions have been made, in the end, when all is said and done and you get to the end of the race, what is the will of God? It's actually not so mysterious. There's no big mystery about it. Romans chapter 10 tells us, it says, and I quote, "What does the righteousness that is based on faith say? It says, the word is near you. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart." That is the word of faith in Jesus that we proclaim. "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." There's the will of God. "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Because the scripture says everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, to use the words I just quoted for you, how did the word of salvation in Jesus get near to you? How did it happen? Well, it happened because somebody was led by the Holy Spirit to speak to you about Christ, or to speak the words about Christ somewhere in your vicinity. To use the words that I just quoted, how did the word of salvation get into your heart, become the trust of your heart? The Holy Spirit had to plant it there. To use the words I just quoted to you, how did the word of salvation in Jesus get into your mouth or become the confession of your mouth? The Holy Spirit had to place it there. See, the essential thing is to reach life eternal. And if that is the case, then you can answer the question, what is God's will? And you can quote the Bible, 1 Timothy chapter 2. God desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that, in the end, is the only final profit that there is. It's not to gain the world, because what do you gain from gaining the world? The final profit is to gain your soul. Again, washed clean before your heavenly Father by the shed blood of Jesus, rewarded not for the life that you lived here, but for the life that he lived here, and also the life of the Holy Spirit worked in you. God's will is that you and other people gain your soul. And there are some things that only the Holy Spirit can do. He's the only one that can accomplish that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. It says, the natural person, and that doesn't mean the person that eats organic food. The natural person, as we come into this world by nature, we come into this world dead to God, blind to God, enemies of God, it's all in Scripture. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They don't. They're foolishness to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person, and that doesn't mean the religious person or the mystical person. It says the spiritual person, the person who has the Holy Spirit, judges all things, but himself is to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. In other words, if the Holy Spirit is at work, you have the mind of Christ, a mind that is led by Christ, that looks to Christ, that hopes in Christ, that seeks Christ, that trusts in Christ, that thinks like Christ. St. Paul said, I resolve to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And so once again, God's holy word, 1 Corinthians 12, no person can say, Lord Jesus, in other words, call upon him in faith, no person can say, Lord Jesus, apart from the Holy Spirit. And so, we teach our catechism kids, And we open up the pages of our little catechism, we come to the third article of the creed, and it says, I believe in the Holy Spirit. And then it has a question, it says, what does this mean? What does this mean? And the answer is, I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. And right there, you got your problem. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. That's the essential thing that he does. And not only that, he has enlightened me with his gifts. Also essential. He has sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Also essential. He calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. Also essential. And keeps it with Jesus Christ and the one true faith. Essential. In which Christian church he forgives daily and richly all sins to me and all believers. That is essential. And at the last day, he will raise up me and all the dead, essential, and give to me and to all believers in Christ everlasting life. Essential. This is most certainly true. And so on the day of Pentecost, we remember the giving of the Holy Spirit. We praise the Lord God for doing that. For the work of the Lord Jesus Church here on earth, because some things you just can't do without the Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to ride a bike, go ahead and ride your bike. And if you want to fix a car, fix your car. And you want to earn a college degree, earn your college degree. If you want to rise through the ranks in the service, go ahead and do it. If you want to run a multinational corporation, do it. If you want to do brain surgery, go ahead and do it. If you can do them all, do all of them. More power to you if it's done to the glory of God. And of course, always you want to bring prayer to bear. Pray about everything, because you can do great things, but you just can't do the greatest things. And you can do important things, but you just can't do the essential things, not without the Holy Spirit. And it's because of that that you and I, as Christian people, we come to God's house, we open our Bibles, we listen for the voice of God's Holy Spirit in his holy word. We come before him in prayer and ask him to guide us in all of our actions. And we trust, like today's gospel lesson says, that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, everything you need, and he will bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And if all that is the case, and it all is the case, that your Father created you and loves you, that the Son of God washed you clean in his shed blood, and God gives you his Holy Spirit so that you can believe, then what do you got left? Because everything is as it should be. Or as they said in the Hebrew language, everything is shalom, peace, everything as it should be. And so our Lord Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, today's lesson. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Therefore, let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.